Last time on Left Behind.
Nikolai is not going to give back that plane.
Excuse me?
I will live to see the reconstruction of the temple.
Mr. Secretary General, Captain Rayford Steele.
Well, let us go and see your new plane.
Steve, I want to get to the guys at the Wailing Wall.
Well, you don't ask for much, do you?
Even if I could go to the wall, it is too dangerous.
Well, what about Ben Judah?
Oh, come on. He is so busy.
Access to the Wailing Wall is impossible. But I can get you close enough to get the witness's attention.
Get down,
Doctor! He says he's on a mission from Allah!
Can you check the hospital? I'm afraid he might be hurt. Hurry, Dad!
Based on Tribulation Force, the second book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents Episode 20 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
I don't have any news yet. I called Buck, but no response.
They keep showing the video. From the camera angle, I can see Buck, and then all I see is
flames. Look, now, let me make a couple more calls. Just hang in there. As soon as I hear anything, you'll know. I promise.
The soldiers are telling us to move away slowly.
I'm not leaving. I have to talk to them. This may be my only chance.
Did you not see what happened?
Of course I did. Didn't you hear them, though? They said the sincere listeners wouldn't be harmed.
Are you a sincere listener, Buck? Or are you a journalist after an exclusive?
Right now, I'm both.
Then may God bless you. I will go and speak with them.
But...
I will go. Alone.
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir,
I'm sure it is important.
Gentlemen, this is Steve Plank. He will be the point man with the media regarding this development.
Sir, there's been another death at the Wailing Wall. By fire.
This grieves me. To think that with the extent of the Israeli military and security forces, they could not care for such as these. Minister Namir, can nothing be done?
I share your concern, Mr. Carpathia. We view this situation as a disgrace to all of Israel. But we are powerless.
You are not powerless. They have murdered. Try them. Convict them.
It is not as easy as that. They have no weapons. They are the ones who have been attacked. The evidence is clear.
One who desires an end to this spectacle could achieve it. Simply place a skilled marksman with a high-powered weapon in a strategic place. Or deny access to the area, clear it of innocent people, and use grenades or even a missile if you must.
That seems a bit drastic, wouldn't you say?
I am sorry. I'm sorry. I digress from the purpose of our meeting. Forgive me.
Get in the car.
You actually spoke to them?
Buck, we must move quickly.
What happened? What'd you say?
Take us away. Now.
Yes, sir. Did they talk to you?
I told Eli and Moisha we would meet. Tonight. 10 o'clock, behind the building where they occasionally rest. They nodded their assent. Will you be able to join me?
Join you? A guy would pass that up? Are you all right, Rabbi?
I'm fine. But I am nearly overcome.
I know the feeling. My legs feel like jelly.
I want to believe those men are of God.
I believe they are.
Do you? Are you a student of the scriptures?
Not a great one. Only recently...
Turn around.
Sir?
Take us to the Golden Gate.
But, sir...
Jacob!
Yes, sir.
Come with me.
It's incredible.
We are on the east side of the Temple Mount. Now, look there.
Graffiti?
Yes. In Hebrew, it reads, Come, Messiah. And here, deliver us. And right there, come in triumph.
A little different than the graffiti in my country.
For centuries, my people have longed for and prayed for Messiah. But much of Judaism has become secular. People have lost sight of what or whom they are looking for. Many have given up. And to show how deep runs the animosity between Muslim and Jew, this.
A cemetery? What's the significance?
Jewish tradition says that in the end times, Messiah and Elijah will lead the Jews to the temple in triumph through the gate from the east. But Elijah is a priest, and walking through a graveyard would defile him. so the Muslims have put one here to make the triumphal entry impossible.
Moshe and Eli, you think...
The timing of this is very important to my presentation Monday. Come, we must return.
Dr. Ben-Judah, I need to tell you something.
Yes?
I know coming from a journalist this might not mean much, but I believe your Messiah has already come.
I know you do, young man. I will be interested to hear what the two preachers say when you tell them that.
Are you sure, Dad?
I just talked to Steve Plank, Carpathia's right-hand guy. There's only one fatality. I've been watching Israeli TV's coverage. They stayed with it longer than CNN.
And you can see Buck?
Clearly. He's not more than 30 feet from the witnesses and even closer to the gunman, who's not a pretty sight. Buck helped the fella he was next to, and they both walked away.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I'll keep trying to reach him. Scary thing is, Plank says Carpathia wants to kill the witnesses.
Kill them?
Yeah, he told me he wants to take them out any way he can.
Some man of peace, huh?
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense. How could people ignore miraculous signs like this?
Those two preachers are being looked upon with suspicion. Their message is anathema to the Jewish mind.
But they're talking about the Messiah.
And they seem to have the power to back up their statements. But the idea of Jesus having been the Jewish Messiah, his very name is profane.
Some have become believers. I've seen it on the news, people bowing and praying, becoming followers of Christ.
At great cost. The message of the witnesses is quite impressive, but
The second time you've referred to them as witnesses. You know that's how the Bible refers to them.
Mr. Williams, I am not only a scholar of the Torah. You must realize that my study has included the sacred works of all the major religions.
But what do you make of it then if you know the New Testament?
Well, you may be overstating it to say that I know the New Testament. I have become steeped in it, mostly only within the last 3 years. But I fear you have now crossed over the line journalistically.
I'm not asking as a journalist. I'm asking as a Christian.
Don't mistake being a Gentile for being a Christian. Many people consider themselves Christians because they are not Jewish.
I know the difference, Doctor. Friend of friend, with all your study, you must have come to some conclusions about Jesus as the Messiah.
Young man, I have not released one iota of my findings to anyone. I will take you back to the two witnesses tonight, as I promised. But I will not reveal to you any of what I will say on television tomorrow.
Okay, I understand. And because you've kept it such a secret, more people may be watching than you think.
I am told the audience in Israel will be only a fraction of the Jewish viewers around the world. May it be so.
Buck, over here.
Rafer?
Shh. You all right?
No, a little shaken, but I'm okay. What are you doing at the hotel?
I took a chance on us being seen together. Chloe is going out of her mind. You better call her.
Yeah, Rayford, I was there.
We saw you. And who was that with you at the Wailing Wall?
Yeah, it was a friend of Rosenzweig. He's the rabbi who'll be on TV tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I want to see that. Look, I promised Chloe one of us would
I'll call her as soon as I get back to the hotel room, I promise.
Good. Now look, I better get out of here before one of Carpathia's goons spots us. Be careful, Buck.
I can't believe you're really going to do this, Buck.
I just want to make sure... Yeah, these shots will do. You know, what I need is a long shot of the wall with the two in perspective.
Seriously, what do you make of these guys? What angle are you going to take?
Well, they could be charlatans, religious terrorists, or maybe they're just who they say they are, Jim.
Well, good luck. And who knows? This may be the last story you ever do. 30 seconds to air.
Hey, Dad, how's your little religion show shaping up for tomorrow?
Funny, Reynolds.
How's it feel to get assigned the most boring hour of television on Earth?
I asked if we could spruce up the title, call it The Galloping Rabbit.
So what'd you do to get this one?
15.
Misspell Carpathia's name on a memo?
Stand by, Camera One, you're up. We're still trying to talk this rabbi out of being a talking head. You want to host?
Yeah, right. Good luck, man. You're going to need it.
Roll theme.
Good evening. I'm Sean Reynolds, and topping our news this hour, a major development on the international front. Media moguls are confirming the purchase of print and broadcast outlets worldwide. This comes after legislative action over the weekend, which allows unrestricted ownership of all forms of media. It's believed the new global community will purchase the New York Times, USA Today, Boston Globe, Washington Post, and other print empires, plus the major broadcast outlets, including CBS, ABC, Disney, NBC, Fox, and a host of other news and features.
If I may ask, Doctor, why are you approaching in that posture?
I am walking in a traditional position of deference and conciliation. It is important to our safety that these men know we come in humility.
Truth is, we're scared to death and don't want to give them any reason to kill us.
You have a way of knifing to the truth. I am praying that we will both be healthy at the end of this evening. I want to discuss this.
Stop right there. You may go no further.
Young man, I am Rabbi Zon Ben Judah, and this is a colleague, Cameron Williams.
Only Orthodox may pass this point.
Let me assure you, this man is in my charge. I am responsible for him.
You heard what happened earlier in the day? If you insist
on... We are well aware of the danger. If you would be so kind, we will take the risk.
You are fools. Proceed.
Are we really aware of the danger?
Perhaps. Perhaps not. But we are going to proceed anyway, are we not?
I see no other option, Rabbi. There they are. Right where you said.
Move slowly. Go there, toward the fence. If they are still willing to meet us, we will have the fence between us.
After what happened to that assassin, a fence wouldn't help much.
We are not armed.
Do they know that?
They do not.
Stop! I am Eli. This is Moshe.
English? Hebrew?
Silence! We will answer no questions concerning our origin or identities. God will reveal this to the world in his own time.
Many years ago, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. Like you, this man came to Jesus by night.
Eli and Moshe, we know that you come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?
Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again.
The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
How can these things be?
Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? If we have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if we tell you heavenly things?
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
And what is the condemnation?
That the light has already come into the world.
And how did men miss it?
Men love darkness rather than light.
Why?
Because their deeds were evil.
God forgive us.
God forgive you.
Thus ends our message.
Will you speak with us no more?
No more. Moshe and I will not speak again until dawn, when we will continue to testify to the coming of the Lord.
But I have so many questions.
No more.
We wish you God's blessing.
The peace of Jesus Christ.
And the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you. I feel like I just stepped back into history. I felt like holy ground.
I am sorry, my friend, but we must not debase the experience by reducing it to words. I must wait here for a while. I will see you tomorrow.
Hey, Wailing Wall!
Hello, Jim.
You don't even look singed. Must have struck out with the two old coots.
Wrong. I was with them late last night. That's all I'll tell you.
And one thing's for sure, Carpathia is not as enamored with them as you are. This talk of moving the signing.
Moving it?
Yeah, all because of a couple of homeless wackos. I don't know why they don't just arrest him and get it over with.
You don't?
What, you think they're gonna breathe fire on the army? Get serious.
I was there, Jimmy. He was toast.
With fire from his mouth.
That's what I saw.
It's a good thing you're off the cover story, Buck. You're losing it. If you want to write fiction, go ahead. I'm sure Carpathia will give you the latitude.
I wouldn't work for Carpathia.
You didn't hear?
What are you talking about?
Your company's been bought, my friend.
That's impossible. He can't legally own...
Nothing's impossible with this guy. He just bought every news organization, cable network, you name it. Carpathia swallowed it up.
What?
He got a new boss, Buck.
Come on, come!
Dr. Rosenzweig.
Stay with me, please. Nikolai is not happy this morning.
So I hear.
We're headed for the Knesset. There is division. Some do not want to move the ceremony.
And this is all about the preachers.
All morning they have been howling about the injustice of the signing. They call it an unholy alliance and have such strong words against Nikolai. Nikolai has been on the phone to CNN, insisting they stop the coverage. Today of all days.
But they're continuing.
Unfortunately. But when he owns them, they will do what he says. That will be a relief.
Kyle, do you want that kind of control of the media?
I am so tired of most of the press, Cameron. You must know that I hold you in the highest regard. But the rest are so biased, so negative. A state-run news organization will finally get it right.
Cameron Williams?
Who's asking?
Secret Service. Let me see some ID.
I've been cleared 100 times.
I know that. Fitz wants to see you. I gotta be sure I bring him the right guy.
The president wants to see me?
Follow me, sir. Mr. President, Cameron Williams, Global Weekly.
Yeah, Williams. Good to see you. Give us a minute here, will you? Not you, Rob. I need you here.
Sorry.
When are you going to catch on? When I say give me a minute, I don't mean you.
I'm sorry, sir.
And quit apologizing.
Sorry. I mean, I'm sorry.
Somebody get Williams a chair, will you? For crying out loud, let's get with it here. We only got a few minutes.
11, sir.
Fine. 11 it is.
Mr. President.
Sit down. First off, this is totally off the record. We'll get that settled from the get-go.
All right. That's what it'll be.
Good. I got an important question. What's going on with Carpathia? Now, you've spent some time with him, interviewed him. Word is he's trying to hire you. You know this man?
Not very well, sir.
I invited him to the White House. He spoke to the joint sessions, even convinced me this pacifist stuff could actually work. But the polls say he would double me in a run for the presidency right now.
Well, how could he be considered for the
presidency? He's not! He says he wants me to stay in office so he can be my boss.
He told you that?
Oh, don't be naive. He doesn't have to tell me. He weasels me out of Air Force One, paints global community all over it, and sends this around.
Huh. Thanking the citizens of the United States for their gift of...
I got a mind to call him a liar to his face and try to turn some of that good press around.
Sir, that would not work. The statement makes it appear he tried to refuse you, but you insisted
See what I mean? He's got my own people under his spell. Now, am I getting myself in hot water by sharing this with you?
Well, I can't say I'm a Carpathia fan.
So, what's your problem with Carpathia?
Well, I'm not sure what he's using for leverage, but it seems to work. He gets what he wants, when he wants it, and he looks like a reluctant hero.
That's it, exactly. That's what gets me. He's gonna go out there and come off so good, make me look like some overgrown tree frog. Mark my words, I will not be Carpathia's puppet. Williams, You know the trouble we've had with the militia.
Oh, sure. I know the steps you've taken to stop the buildup.
I think they've got a point.
Sir?
I think they've had the right idea all along.
Excuse me?
Intelligence tells us they're hoarding some major weaponry. They've been against my nuclear destruction plan with the UN or global community or whatever he's calling it this week.
Sir, the delegation is
Hang on, I'm not through. Intelligence says the long-term plan is for the Security Council heads to report to Carpathia. He's making them kings.
You mean Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. would all report to the U.N. ambassador?
You got it.
I wish I could be more help to you, sir.
Excuse me, Mr. President. The Secretary General is asking for 5 minutes before the ceremony.
Then I guess we're through.
It would be really good if Carpathia didn't see me in here. He wanted to know what it was all about.
Good point. Get Williams out of here. And Williams, make sure you pay attention at the signing today.
Yes, sir.
I might just have a surprise for you.
You're watching live coverage of Moment of Destiny as the world gathers in Israel for this historic occasion. You're seeing a live shot of the Knesset in Israel, the site chosen, and as we understand it, apparently in the midst of somewhat of a controversy this morning. The Wailing Wall was the original site for this signing, but at the last minute was moved here to the Knesset. And now you're seeing dignitaries, from past presidents to Nobel Prize winners, like that man, Dr. Chaim Rosenzweig. And there's the Prime Minister of Israel, followed by a smiling President Fitzhugh. And here now, the man of the hour, humbly accepting a standing ovation, Secretary General of the Global Community, Nikolai Carpathia.
This is an historic day. While it has come about in record time, it has been nonetheless a Herculean effort to pull together all the necessary resources. Today, we honor many individuals. But first, the greatest friend the nation of Israel has ever had, the Honorable Gerald Fitzhugh, President of the United States of America. Please, come. Come.
The last thing I want to do right now is detract in any way from the occasion at hand. However, with your indulgence and that of our great leader of the global community, I'd like to make a couple of brief points.
This is it.
First,
this is the chance Fitzhugh was waiting for.
It's been a pleasure to watch what Nikolai Carpathia has done in just a few short weeks.
Oh, no.
The world's a better place because of him.
Oh, no, Carpathia's controlling it.
His idea for global disarmament is a stroke of genius.
It's happening again.
I support him and his programs wholeheartedly. And I will gladly surrender this microphone to a man of destiny.
And now you see the principal players in this global agreement. And the last to sign is Carpathia himself. And now the handshakes, and certainly reason to smile. So the treaty the world has awaited has now been signed and inaugurated. Truly a moment of destiny for those here and for those who are now members of the global community.
To his word.
The hand of the Lord will be moved against you for this unholy alliance.
The prophecy spoken of old is fulfilled today. Great tribulation shall come upon you.
Thus begins the last terrible week of the Lord.
Thus begins the last terrible week.
Thus begins the last terrible week of the Lord.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Tribulation Force by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry with music by Steve Wick. Directed and produced by Todd Bustee. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.